HKX Mobile.
W2JKT Mobile, welcome back, Patrick.
A little bit over here.
Howdy, skies down here in Greenville.
It's just going to be one of those weeks where it's just showers and who knows when they're going to be.
Shelby's definitely wet this week, but it'll be on and off. I think it's just going to be scattered showers for a week, and it's just going to make everything wet.
Pretty much the sentiment for the area anyway. But in all honesty, that's what I'm used to over where I live anyway. So Transylvania County, it seems like it's raining it every day somewhere.
Mountain effect rain, from the air that's coming up over the mountains and just drops its moisture. So, you get a lot of that, I'm sure.
All the water that's in the area already to evaporate and put moisture in the air. So, just that perfect little spot.
Definitely likes it, so does the grass. You know, there was that few weeks where we didn't have any rain, the grass pretty much quit growing. And then as soon as we got that shower last Sunday, the grass grew like 3 inches in a day, so I had to go out yesterday and mow. If I didn't, it was going to be too tall to mow by the time this rain got past us next week. So, it was rough. The mower definitely didn't like cutting all that wet grass, but it had to be done.
Got to slow down and let it do its thing.
The deck kept on getting caked up, and it wouldn't throw it because it was all stopped up in there, so I'd have to stop once in a while and stop the blades, let it fall out, jump up and down a little bit and free it up and then, start again. So I got these big clumps in a bunch of places I need to go pick up this afternoon, but didn't have time to do it yesterday.
Well, luckily I've only had to mow the yard twice at the house, so even when it rains like this, it doesn't grow all that great because it doesn't get enough sun.
It is pretty clear, so it gets a lot of sunshine all day, and then the garden's out in the front of the house on the south side, and so the garden gets boatloads of sunshine every day, so everything grows really well. The sunflowers, Courtney planted sunflowers, and we got tons and tons of them now, and like I said before, the pumpkins are taking over the world, and everything has grown out of the box. Like the rosemary has gone nuts too, so we've got a lot to harvest, and I need to kind of cut it back a little bit once this rain's done.
Pumpkins, they spread over the place.
For any kind of squash, it'll vine out and just take everything over.
And we plant a row of those, and we always had to make sure we had plenty of room for them away from each other. and trying to pick it sometimes was a chore, too, without tearing everything up.
Philadelphia, that I lived in a neighborhood where everybody's backyard had a hedge as a border, and it was like the whole neighborhood was like this one continuous hedge in the back of the houses, and we planted cucumbers in our raised bed, and they jumped out of the box and got into the hedges, and the cucumbers grew like all throughout the neighborhood that year, so everybody in the neighborhood had cucumbers growing in their hedges, and nobody complained because they had free cucumbers, but man, those things took off.
I'm surprised to find in your hedge some fresh cucumbers.
Yeah, we had we always had a pitcher of water in the fridge with mint and cucumbers in it, because of course mint grows all over everything, and once you have mint, you can never get rid of it. But we grow chocolate mint and regular mint, and use that with cucumbers and some just water for the summer. So it's nice to have.
I've never tried cucumber water, although I love cucumbers. I'll sit and just eat them and eat them and eat them until I make myself sick.
Get ice water this afternoon and throw some slices of cucumber in it, let it sit for a couple minutes, and it's really nice. It's just a little tiny bit of flavor, and I love cucumbers too, so it's definitely nice to have.
I have cut out all soft drinks and sweet tea where I'm drinking just water, and it gets kind of boring.
Mint, if you have some, will really liven it up for you.
Mint, so I have to just deal with the cucumber for now.
Well, easy, you just go to Lowe's and grab a pack of seeds and just drop them anywhere and they'll take over the world, so, and you'll always have it. Half of my front yard was mint, so whenever I mowed, the whole place would smell like mint for about an hour, and it was actually pretty nice.
I bet the neighborhood loved you for that, too.
Please.
I actually enjoy it, not being sarcastic on that one.
And bought myself a new phone on Prime Day last week. I haven't had a new phone in like 3 years, and the battery in my old phone was getting to where it would only last a few hours. So I finally broke down and bought a new one, and it had a migration tool, and it just had, I plugged a USB-C cable between the two phones and launched this migration tool that the manufacturer provides, and man, it just copied everything over, passwords and all. And it's just like using my old phone. It looks exactly the same. The only thing it didn't get was my wallpaper. But other than that, it was completely seamless. It took about 30 minutes to do it. But I still have all my text messages, all my photos and videos, and all the other stuff that was on my old phone perfectly cloned over.
It's nice when you change your phones. I remember used to, you had to sit there and program all that stuff in yourself. And I hated that. But now, Samsung, they've got that file share, file transfer, and you just plug it in, and there it goes.
You know, this new phone, you know, when I bought my old phone, it was already a couple of years old model. So this one is like their latest model, and it's pretty amazing how much faster and more responsive and how much better the camera is and stuff like that. I'm really enjoying it. It's kind of nice. I need to treat myself to a new phone more often. And it's their Model 12. My old one was a Model 8T, so, you know, four models behind this one. And when they have the T on it, it means that they're like high-end, you know, everything phone. So going from the 8T to the 12, they don't have a 12T, but the 12 is pretty nice. It's got a really nice camera, fastest processor, all this other stuff, lots of RAM, lots of flash. So hopefully it'll last me a few more years.
I haven't heard of that brand. I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, they came out several years ago. I remember I was on the waiting list to get their very first phone, and it was really nice. And then, you know, I've had them pretty much ever since. I had a couple of Motorolas in the intervening time. Yeah, I really like them as a phone. They have their own kind of customized version of Android. They call Oxygen OS. It's really easy to use. It's really well laid out. It doesn't have any bloatware on it like a lot of the major manufacturers have, because it's just an unlocked phone. You know, they don't tie to any carrier or anything. You pay for the phone outright. So I've been happy with them. So, yeah, definitely worth a look. You can get them on Amazon or on the OnePlus website.
Let's check them out, because I'm about due for a new phone. I'm like you. I've had mine for, I think, going on 4 years now.
With my 8 was that I always used its super fast charger, and it's just hard on the battery, so, you know, a couple of years of that. Some of their recent updates included a feature where it would stop charging the battery at 80%, and so you don't wear it out. If you're willing to, you know, deal with having to charge more often, it'll stop at 80 and not wear the battery out, which is pretty awesome. So I'm hoping to get 4 or 5 years out of this one.
I can't complain about the battery life. I hadn't had any issue with it, and I just put mine on a wireless charger that I've had for years, so it's a slow charger, and I've not had any issue out of the battery whatsoever.
Samsung, and hers is the same way. Hers is like 4 years old, and her battery life is still great, so they must be doing something to avoid wearing out the battery. They probably have a little bit more conservative charging point.
I've got a rapid charger. I can use it if I need to, but I generally don't use it.
They also have a lower terminating voltage on their charge. A lot of phone manufacturers push the batteries to like 4.3 volts just to get a little bit of extra life out of them. And, you know, that's really, really hard on the batteries. Anything over 4.2 is super hard on the batteries. And if you only charge like 4.15, it makes a world of difference in the cycle life.
After that, like I said, I've been with Samsung for many years, and battery life is not one problem, one thing I've had to worry about. The boat wear, I wish they'd stop that. But that's more Verizon than Samsung, I believe.
I think the carriers do that a lot. But anyway, I'm losing their feeder now, so I'll say 73, Patrick. I hope you have a great day. Be safe out there. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on my way home. W2JKT, I'll be clear on your final.
Good to talk to you this morning. Hope you have a great day. KO4HK, mobile and monitoring.